This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. The idea is a pretty straightforward one. There are five Ohios. They are regional, but so much more. Industrial and agricultural, urban, suburban, and rural, upper and lower income, black and white. And they might just provide a better understanding of our country as a whole. David Giffels is continuing his travels around the state to do just that as he works on his new book, Barnstorming Ohio. We're touching base each month with Giffels in our series, To Understand Ohio. David's in our studio. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
And this month, we're talking about your journey to Southwest Ohio, to Cincinnati. I want to riff off an early draft you sent me from this chapter of the book. You open up with, quote, I thought I knew what I was looking for in Cincinnati, but I didn't know exactly where to find it nor how to recognize it. What were you looking for?
Cincinnati is interesting specifically because of its border. Cincinnati is kind of the end of the South and the beginning of the North, depending on which direction you're looking. And that was literally the case during the exodus of slaves fleeing from the South. Cincinnati was the crossing over point of the Underground Railroad, and so it represents a really important American line, both geographically, physically, and symbolically.
There are a couple of conversations that you had in Cincinnati that I wanted to ask you about. The first one was with Carl Westmoreland. Tell me a little bit about Carl.
Dr. Westmoreland is the senior historian at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. It's a educational museum right on the banks of the Ohio River, right near the crossing over point where the Underground Railroad crossed from Kentucky into Ohio. And I wanted to talk to him because he has, you know, very much the long view of race, not just in Ohio, but in America, but specifically this idea of the very complicated question of, was Ohio really the beginning of freedom, or was it just, you know, the extension of a long, never-ending journey? The Freedom Center is interesting even physically. It was constructed with a very rough facade, with rough stone and rusting, almost bleeding metal, to represent the struggle and the hardness of the African-American journey. It has walkways that meander through it, not in straight lines, but in this sort of like shadowy hiding and dodging way that suggests that this journey is never ending. And if you overlay that with even with the current state of African-American life, it's not an easy life. It's not a restful stopping place, but this constant struggle to advance and to overcome the trail of the past.
Cincinnati has struggled with racism. There was the civil unrest in 2001 following the shooting of a young African-American man.
When Timothy Thomas, a young African-American, was shot by a white policeman, rioting ensued, some of the worst rioting in the city's history. The white police officer was acquitted. So we've heard that story before. Cincinnati decided to approach the aftermath of this differently. Instead of hoping it would go away or just trying to move on, the city directly addressed it, and they put together a very diverse group of citizens and officials and came up with something called the Collaborative Agreement, which was a concrete, specific reworking of the way the police force and the city administration interacted with citizens, especially citizens in groups that had previously not had great relationships with the police. And it made tangible changes, and it became a national model.
One of those connected with the Collaborative Agreement, another individual you speak with in Cincinnati, is Mark Mallory.
In 2005, just 4 years after that event, Mark Mallory was elected the first black mayor of Cincinnati. It was an important time because this new conversation about race was taking place in Cincinnati. Here's the first black mayor, very thoughtful, deliberative kind of mayor with a good sense of community. He kind of led the effort to revitalize the downtown that had been in a state of Midwestern blight in the years of the 70s and 80s, and helped lead the resurgence of downtown at a time that the image of the downtown, but also the makeup of the residents of the central city, was in important transition.
What do the stories that you found in Cincinnati tell you about where we are headed as a nation?
I think it's important to listen to these voices, especially in a time when we're more attuned to what they might be telling us about our bigger direction. and, you know, in the ways that Ohio so reliably has been able to tell us our story, I'm hoping that whatever Ohio is telling us about race right now might be something that the rest of the nation can learn from.
We've been talking with David Giffels, who's hard at work on his next book, Barnstorming Ohio. It's due out in August. We'll touch base with him again next month in our series, To Understand Ohio. David, thanks for coming in. Great talking with you again.
Thanks for having me back.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.